Yes.
Hello?
I hear you.
Yes. All right. Welcome to Tia's Treasure Box. I'm with Catherine. Say hi. So, I don't know. Today, I guess I wanted to talk more so about Lion King. That's one of the topics I want to talk about. I want to talk about Nicki's new song that's dropping today. Well, midnight, which is technically tomorrow. And then also kind of the double standards that we see in today's society. You know, with the Aisha Curry situation that happened while she was on Jada Pinkett Smith Red Table Talk, when she was like, Steph Curry, you know, he has groupies that fawn over him or fiend over him, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, she kind of feels somewhat insecure about that because she doesn't necessarily receive the same attention. It literally blew social media like out of the waters because
I think they were being extra because the girl's a girl.
Exactly. People were like, oh, you know, you shouldn't worry about receiving attention from other men. That shouldn't be your priority. And, you know, the men were like, oh, if that was my woman, she wouldn't even have the room to say that. You know, stuff like that. And I agreed to an extent to what she said. I feel like it shouldn't be a problem to want someone to compliment you apart from your husband, because obviously he thinks you're beautiful. He married you. I mean,
right.
Hello.
And had how many kids?
3. Their kids are beautiful, by the way. But obviously he married you, so he thinks you're beautiful. He has kids with you. You're his kid's mother. Like, you're cute, sis. But you still want to be able to go out and you have men like, oh, okay, you're beautiful. You don't have to entertain them. That's not what she's saying. You could just be like, you know, thank you, and move on. She's not saying that she wants to flirt with other men or anything like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I think people, whenever Aisha Curry says something, it does get blown out of proportion, because I remember back in 2016, do you know that meme with Steph? He was playing and there was this girl in the bleachers, and she had the blue crop top on and the yellow skirt and the drink in her hand, and she was looking at Steph seductively. Do you remember that?
No, I never saw that meme.
Oh, well, that was going around, and that was when people were like, oh, you shouldn't want a Cardi B, you should want an Aisha Curry. That was when that whole meme was going around as well. So that happened. And then also, I guess she was like, back in a couple of years, she was like, some of the outfits nowadays, like from Fashion Nova, are kind of provocative. And, you know, she wouldn't necessarily wear things like that. And people blew that out of proportion as well, because, I mean, just because she might not want to wear something provocative, she's not condemning those who are, you know?
Right, that's true. Your own taste and style and stuff. And she was making an opinion about her style and what she prefers to wear. She's not saying that people who do wear it look ugly, people who wear it, thoughts and all these other derogatory words. I think society does like to blow stuff out of proportion, especially with other people, especially with Aisha Curry's, because she's well known, celebrity.
And I feel like it's most of the backlash usually comes from the African-American community. Like,
all the time.
We always put down our own people, which is sad. We shouldn't, because if it was a white person who said that, I'm pretty sure their community wouldn't be over here like degrading them and what they said. You're not always going to agree with someone's perspective or opinion, but you're supposed to respect it, and you can agree to disagree, but that doesn't mean you need to drag them on social media. That's not okay. But switching gears, Lion King is coming out next month. It stars.
Yes!
It stars. It stars Beyonce, Giselle Knowles Carter. It stars Childish Gambino, and many other stars are in this film. I'm a Beehive, so obviously I'm excited to see it.
I'm excited, but I've heard from other people they're not as excited because they think that Beyonce's not a good actor. And I would not say she's not horrible. Like, she's not horrible, but she's not the best. But I wouldn't say that she doesn't have the ability to be an actor. Like, some people that I've talked to, they're turned down by the movie because they think Beyonce wouldn't be a good voiceover for her character in The Lion King. I forgot who it was. Who was
Nala? She's playing Nala.
Nala, yeah.
I mean, I really feel like people who feel that way, they're the ones who think Beyonce is overrated. And they're the ones who don't necessarily like seeing her venture out and doing other things. I mean, yes, Beyonce is not a Viola Davis. She's not a Zendaya. Yeah. She's not that type of actress. Neither is Rihanna or Nicki, who have been featured in movies as well. I feel because it's Beyonce, people have more to say about her playing Nala. You also have to understand it's a musically based film as well. And that's her voice, singing wise, is going to be amazing in the movie. And you know, with voice overs and voice acting is totally different from like when you're actually seeing the actors like in the film, because you're not gonna be as nervous with voice acting because they're only using your voice, you know. And I feel like you can do more with that. And I'm pretty sure she can hire coaches to help her with her acting and stuff like that. But people obviously just aren't here for her. I don't feel like you should be turned off. Like, she's not Mufasa. She's not like another, like, she's not those type of characters.
And she's not freaking those titles, like, either. Like, I don't know.
She's Nala. Like, what do you want her to, I literally.
And that first movie she did with the voiceover, Epic.
I loved Epic. I went to see that in theater. It came out in 2013. I thought it was a cute family movie.
Lion King is
a family movie.
I had no problems with it.
Exactly. Like, Lion King is a family movie. It's not supposed to be anything other than that. But people always, you know, say what they want to say. And I feel like social media brings, like, they feel like they have a right to say whatever they want to say. And granted, you have your freedom of speech. But at the end of the day, if all you're going to say is something negative about someone, then you just don't need to say anything at all. Like, I see people on the Shade Room and stuff, anytime they post a picture of Beyonce, there's always people in the comments, oh, you people worship her like she's a god. Oh, she's overrated. Oh, this person is better.
And those people are the ones that don't even listen to her at all.
Exactly.
Those people are the ones who make those calls without even like doing research on the person.
Exactly. But I would say that sometimes the Beehive kind of turn people away from Beyonce because, you know, some of us are super, you know, overprotective and can do a little bit too much, like trolling other celebrities on Instagram with bee emojis and stuff. Like, is that really needed? No. Like, it's not needed. And that's why some people feel like they just can't get into Beyonce because they feel like her fans are crazy and whatever. But I feel like someone's fan base shouldn't influence the artistry of the artist, you know?
Yes and no.
Okay, what do you think?
I mean, I think the artistry is somewhat going to be influenced by the fan base because the fan base that supports you.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to please them. But in a way, I feel like you shouldn't lose yourself in that process.
That's
you shouldn't
true.
Feel like you are a slave to your fans or everything mm-hmm. you do is because of your fans. You should also find joy and improvement and just self humbleness. I don't know. It's like you should be not satisfied, but at the same time, you shouldn't feel like, oh, I'm gonna do this because my fans want me to do this, even though it's wrong. I don't know how to explain it, but yeah.
I mean, I understand what you say, because if you look at an artist like Nicki Minaj, people literally hate the Barbs. Like, they hate them because of how, like, they are with Nicki, and that's why some people don't like Nicki, because they feel like her fans created the drama. I had a question. Yeah.
Do you like this whole Queen era?
Okay, I feel like the Queen era could have been so amazing. If
it could have.
If but there I feel wasn't. Like
it got to a place where it was just cockiness. And at that point,
I don't think it was cockiness. I think the reason why the Queen era wasn't. I think the reason why the Queen era wasn't as great as like the Pink Print era was because during that time where she was dropping music and Queen was about to come out, that was the climax of the Nicki hate train. That was when people were trying to pit her against Cardi B, and her beef with Cardi was in motion, and therefore everybody had something negative to say about her in the album, which I felt like some people didn't like the album. I felt like if you actually listen to it, because you're not listening to it the first time, you're probably not going, because I don't like certain things when I listen to it the first time. But when you listen to it two more times, it grows on you, and then you're like, okay, this is at, because Zachary Campbell, when he first listened to the album, he did not like it. A year later, he went back and listened to some of it, and he was like, you know, I was a little bit too hard on it because of everything that was going on and people's comments and all the negativity towards her. So I feel like it would have been a great era. I don't think it was cockiness whatsoever. I think she was trying to let people know, I've been in the game for 10 plus years. I don't feel like you guys should be comparing me.
You shouldn't feel like you need a certificate for your accomplishments. I feel like that's something you keep inside. Because when I see her live performances and stuff like that from the Queen album, it's just her walking around acting like she's a big old boss saying Queen. And I get that she's been in the game for so long, but is your work ethic up to par like that? And her work ethic may be up to par like that, but I feel like it's somewhat of being cocky. Like, I could say I'm the queen because I'm over here knocking out this whole Driver Course ad, but at the same time, I find humbleness in it. It's like, just because you've done something for so long, it doesn't mean you're an expert at it.
I mean, I don't think... Okay, one, let's be clear.
That... Like, you don't see Tupac and Biggie talking about, I'm the king of rap, yeah. No, like, no, they be talking about society. They be trying to spread their message in a humble way. They're not over here trying to say, I run rap, I do this, I do that.
But the thing is,
like, we know what they do, and with that comes fan base, and that's how you know internally, okay, you know, I run this, I got this. But to just shove it in other people's face, like, now I'm just turned off. I'm like, girl, you're not the queen. Next.
I know, but the thing is, when not saying that she, I mean, some part she was a bit cocky, but the thing is, if you see that people are literally pitting you against someone who literally just entered the game, and they're saying, oh, she's better than you, oh, she does this better than you, like, it shouldn't, that's like comparing Beyonce to LMA. It doesn't work like that, because you see someone who's worked hard for the past 10 years that they've been in the game. It's kind of disrespectful to compare someone who, one, doesn't write their music.
But society will always compare.
Okay, but that can get to a person, though. Like, Nicki, that probably got to her. And she wasn't happy during the entire Queen era. That's why she would go two months without going on social media, without doing anything, talking to her fans, because she genuinely wasn't happy during that era, which probably led to her performances being lackluster and things of that nature. If you're not happy with what you have going on, you're not going to be... Like, if you're on stage, you're not going to be giving it 110%.
But I also feel like part of that comes from jealousy. Because all of that could have been stopped if she were to buddy-buddy with Cardi.
But she tried to buddy-buddy with Cardi. She tried to buddy-buddy with Cardi. She took it out of
proportion, and at that point, she wasn't being a mentor or a leader. Being that she has been in the rap game for so long, she could have been giving Cardi B pinpointers, regardless of Cardi trying to push her away. You know, keep being that kind person, like Selena Gomez say, kill him with kindness. But I feel like at some point, Nicki Minaj, she just took it to heart and she got annoyed and she just went off. She didn't get a good result from it. Queen didn't go well. Her fan base was starting to go low. People were trying to hate on Nicki. Because
it was the Nicki hate train. The thing is, I mean, I understand what you're saying. Oh, she should have kept trying to help. But at the end of the day, if you try to help somebody, at a point, you're going to get fed up. You're not. And if someone you're trying to help is going on radio stations acting like y'all aren't cool, then you're going to look back and be like, but I'm trying to help you. But you over here insinuating or implying that we're not even cool. That's what you're doing. How would that make you feel if you're trying to help somebody and they doing like you like that? You're not going to be happy about it. You're not going to want to help them.
Huh? But, like, trying to get in their teeth, get in their past, trying to bring up stuff that doesn't concern you, I feel like that was just being petty, being childish.
What did she bring up that was in her past?
Oh, Cardi was a stripper. Oh, Cardi had this stripper beat up by so-and-so because her man wasn't doing it. Like, that had nothing to do with you, sis.
No, that was recent. When she did that Queen Radio, that was recent. Cardi literally just got someone to go beat up two strippers because Offset was messing with them. That was recent.
But I feel like that was also being petty, too. She didn't
okay.
That had nothing to do with her. Why is that important? No. And then she started Queen Radio. She could have started, I don't know.
She started Queen Radio promoting her album. Then later in the seasons of Queen Radio, that was the day that Cardi went onto Instagram and posted like 10 different videos talking about her. And that's when she went on Queen Radio addressing what Cardi posted on Instagram. She just didn't make an episode of Queen Radio talking about Cardi. Cardi went on Instagram first and started posting stuff about her. And that's when she was like, okay, I'm not going to do it on social media. I'm just going to address it in my episode of Queen Radio today. Because she was going to do Queen Radio regardless. But when she saw it, she was like, okay, so we're going to address this. And because you want to bring up stuff, I'm going to bring up stuff too. And yet it was petty on both of their behalves. But when you in an argument or you getting into it with somebody, you're going to be petty.
I don't know, man.
You're going to be petty. And it's like, honestly, I used to love Cardi when she came out. I used to literally love her. But it decreased for me. My likeness for her decreased when she started dating Offset, low-key, because I just felt like it, low-key to me, as a fan at that time, it just didn't seem genuine. And I hated how Offset was treating her and how, I mean, that's her personal business. I can't even talk about what someone else got going on in their personal life. But musically speaking, I felt that she wasn't doing anything different per se. And when I say that, I mean, like, I want her to switch up her flow. I get you from New York, but you don't have to sound harsh every time. Like, with Press, I didn't like the song because she literally sounded like this. Press. Like, you need to switch it up sometimes because that's when people get tired of you. Like, that might low-key happen to Megan Thee Stallion as well if she doesn't switch up her topics on what she's talking about. If she doesn't switch up her flow. I do feel
like that's why with Megan, yeah.
You need to be able to be diverse with, like, when Nicki came out, she was doing pop. She was doing, like, you need to be able to.
But then I feel like she rushed into that platform too quickly.
You talking about Cardi?
I feel like she didn't have enough.
You talking about Cardi?
What you call it? Enough.
Training? No, not.
Huh?
Are you talking about Cardi or Megan?
I'm talking about Nicki.
You're saying Nicki.
I feel like she rushed into trying to do something different too quickly.
I mean,
because
I don't
she
think
didn't
so.
Build a good base for her in rap. I mean, granted, she did have all these hits and stuff like that.
Because she was doing mixtapes before she even came out with her debut single, Your Love. And Pink Print, which was her first album, I felt like she did. Because sometimes she was doing all the gritty stuff on the mixtape. And I guess when she finally signed her first record label with Young Money, she still did some of the gritty stuff on there. But she wanted also to to show her alter egos, per se. Nikki the Ninja, Nikki Lewinsky, Nikki the Barbie.
Nikki the Barbie.
All of them. And that was her brand at that time. That was her brand up until she did Pink Print. And that's where she was changing into, she was evolving into a grown woman in Pink Print. And she stopped doing the colorful hair and the crazy outfits. And that was just the growth with her musically, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if Cardi... Yeah.
Do you think when celebrities talk about all these alter egos that it has something to do with anything demonic?
Oh, not you bringing up the Illuminati, low-key.
Think about it.
Oh, girl.
I mean, they be talking about different personalities and all of this and that it got going on. And I'm just like, if you know yourself and you know what you want, then that's you. Like, I don't understand. Okay. Like, if I don't get that alter ego crap. Nikki had it. Beyoncé had her little time period where she was Sasha Fierce.
Okay, but
Cardi has it with Barty. Megan Thee Stallion has it. Tina Snow and all these other people she got going on inside of her. And I'm just like, where is this coming from? Are they just trying to say that when different talents in them come out, that's a different person? Are they legit crazy, like, split and they got different personalities? Like,
no,
what is
I think... I don't think the alter egos are demonic per se, because I know in Beyonce's case, she did Sasha Fierce because she was really shy growing up, and that was what kind of helped her break out of her shell. Like, when she was like, oh, okay, I'm Sasha now, that helped her with her stage presence and, you know, things of that nature. With Nikki, that was because Nikki used to do theater, like when she went to arts high school.
I remember.
That was kind of the reason why she kind of did the, because she would do different voices, like when she was rapping, and that was just her kind of using her theatrical background. These other people, I don't know what they got going on. I can't speak for them. I don't know what Barty and Tina Snow and all, I don't know. I don't know, because I don't know too much about them to try to defend their alter ego. It's just they got one, I guess. I mean, I thought Tina Snow was just for the previous album she had. I didn't think it was like a full-on alter ego.
She was saying how Tina Snow was like, you know, the cute one, and then, you know, be sitting down in the club looking cute, but Hot Girl Meg was turning it up.
That sounds like something.
Okay, sis.
Oh,
but what
girl.
I will say about Megan Thee Stallion, I like how she has her small group of clique of girls that are her friends, and she's riding and dying with them. Like, she's still with them, even with all this fame and success. And I was looking at some of her friends' accounts, and recently she stayed commenting and liking under their picture.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying that fame doesn't mean anything, because she still wants her bag, but she's saying it's not going to change who she is as a person. And I like that. I respect that. Because some celebrities can't do that. Some celebrities forget their background and they forget how hard they had it in life and how they should be humble and be grateful for what they have now.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean,
so I'm glad you're doing that. I just wish you would change up her lyrics.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, I feel like that's just going to happen with her growing in the music industry and, you know, trying new things when it comes to her art, well, her work, her artistry, whatever you want to call it. But we are reaching almost the 25 minute limit. So I want to thank you guys for listening to today's podcast. I want to thank Catherine for coming and sharing her views on the topics today. And I hope to talk to you guys later. Bye. I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and keep striving, keep being beautiful, keep shining. Bye.